From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered in Mexico City over the weekend in opposition to Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto's proposed reform agenda. The new president is embarking on an aggressive overhaul of everything from Mexico's antiquated tax structure to the education system. He also wants to make significant changes to the state-run oil company. Joining us is NPR's Carrie Kahn in Mexico City. And Carrie, let's start with the oil question. President Peña Nieto's plan would open up the state-owned oil company, known as Pemex, to foreign investment. What's he trying to accomplish?
You know, Mexico is one of the largest oil producers in the world. It's in the top 10, and this has always been a question. Holding Mexico back is the oil production in the country because it has been decreasing. It's been dropping steadily over the last decade. All the easy oil found, it's gone. You know, Mexico must tap into its huge, it has huge shale and gas reserves and deep sea oil in the Gulf, but it just doesn't have the money or the technology to do that. So they need foreign investors. And that's what Peña Nieto is hoping to do, is to get them to open up and to, because a lot of these companies don't want to be partners with Pemex. They need some more incentives to really come in there and give the technology that Mexico needs. But, you know, oil patrimony here is a very, very touchy subject. The expulsion of foreign oil companies from Mexico in the 1930s was, and it still is, a huge patriotic moment in history. So it's going to be a tough fight for the president to really open this up.
And so, Carrie, given that, what exactly is making Mexicans so upset? I mean, the state-owned oil company provides a huge amount of revenue to the state. What's their biggest concern?
The revenues from Pemex is about 30% of the Mexican economy. But like I said, it has a lot to do with a nationalistic pride. But if you think about back to when Mexicans were told that the economy needs to open up, this was all the run-up to NAFTA in the mid-1990s. This is what Mexicans were told, that if they open up their economy, their middle class is going to grow, all these great things are going to happen. But if you look back and what did Mexicans get from NAFTA, there was a lot of great production and a lot of great positive things, but also they also got a lot of crony capitalism. So, you know, there is reason to be skeptical.
Now, education's been another major point of tension.
Definitely. And this has been sort of the biggest thorn in President Peña Nieto's side. It was the most surprising because everybody has always condemned the Mexican education system. It's faltered so much in the last couple decades. But these reforms that he passed really went after the power that the teachers union had in hiring and firing and evaluations of teachers. And what he's come up against is this small dissident teachers union from one of the poor states, Oaxaca, a very strong union group that has come to Mexico City and taken over the expansive Zocalo Plaza, which is downtown, and just disrupted Mexico City for weeks with relentless protests. It's just ongoing. The president did get the reforms actually passed through Congress despite all these protests, and it is a political victory for him, but the teachers haven't left and they're still protesting every day. They can be a real force to deal with when the oil reforms come up before Congress. So it's interesting how the two have kind of meshed together.
Now, obviously, President Peña Nieto is getting a lot of pushback and a lot of resistance to these changes that he's trying to introduce into Mexico, but he's moving forward anyway. What overall message is he trying to send?
His message is, this is Mexico's moment. We have to seize it on the world stage. The world recession is easing. Mexico has a chance to really launch, and let's give it the opportunity. So we'll have to see if it plays out the way he hopes it does.
Carrie Kahn is NPR's correspondent in Mexico City. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.